Suns playoff coverage presented by Four Peaks Kilt Lifter. The home of the Suns' run to the championship. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station, and the Arizona Sports app. The Suns sweep the Nuggets in four.
And the Suns are going to move on to the Western Conference Finals.
Doug and Wolf talk Suns Nuggets now.
Our own Suns nerd, Kellen Olsen, is live in Denver as he was there at Game 4 to eliminate the Denver Nuggets. Then he did all the press stuff, and then he left last night after the game, and he just arrived at the Denver airport. For those of you that haven't been to Denver, you know what I'm talking about.
So where'd you go to eat, Kellen? That's what I want to know right now. How was dinner last night?
Dinner was writing and reporting, Wolf. I definitely need a meal in me. I might try and get one before I fly out, but it'll be waiting for me in Phoenix. You know, we're getting the job done.
You know,
there's
so much to talk about, but I want something a little more personal, and that is the fact that we're actually at the point in America where we're sending our own Suns journalists to cover a Suns playoff game on the road. Great plane stories, anything horrible about the trip, anything wonderful?
Well, hopefully something wonderful, Doug. Nothing too crazy. Got a nice day away from everything on Saturday, you know, after Zooms and writing about game four. But as you guys know, like from game three to game four, there wasn't much to write about. So it was pretty simple.
It's been a
really simple series. So nothing too crazy. It's been pretty by the book. I mean, were you guys expecting this to go four after the first two? I kind of was.
I could have seen five. I thought there would have been a fight somewhere.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I meant that physically, but I kind of do now. Where's your stance on Jokic's ejection?
Well, I think Devin put it perfectly after the game, which he said it was just like an emotional play and that Jokic realized after he did it, like, he had messed up. Like, in the moment, he's just incredibly frustrated. It was obviously a big-time frustration foul. Did he deserve to get ejected? I think so. The pool report that we get from the refs explaining these types of ejections can be kind of whatever. But I thought they put it well. They said, like, look, by the definition of the rule, he's out of here. And I agreed with that stance. It was just completely uncalled for, not a basketball play. You can say he made a play on the basketball, but the way he wound up and was just overly aggressive with it. And it's crazy to think that it got to that point where they just kind of got in his head and got him frustrated. That's clearly, clearly what happened.
The best part of that altercation was Devin Booker and his reaction. At least that was my takeaway from it watching right now. Just the fact he stood up for his teammate. I love that, Kellen. How about you?
Yeah, me too. I think that Devin is the type of guy to do that in like any type of role on this team, but it's obviously important for him to do that. And he just, that's what he said that he said. And he just went over there and was like, what are you doing, man? Like, it just clearly lost his head. And I think everyone can kind of understand how he did. And Devin made sure to say he saw Jokic go over and apologize to Cam. And then he said, like, he knows he's played against Jokic a ton. He knows he's not a malicious player. And it was just a one-time bout of frustration. And it had to be for them. I mean, the fight that they put up once Jamal Murray went out and their ability to, like, hang in the standings where they were, which is I don't think anyone really expected, the way they played against Portland and like, definitively beat them. And then for them to go out in this fashion, it had to be really frustrating.
You know, that's the other thing, too. I honestly, Killer, I don't think people understand the intensity level of D-Book and how acute it truly is.
Right, yeah. The thing that's crazy to me about Devin is that I know that one of the things that people are talking about right now is how the lack of experience on the team was overblown. I really don't think it was. This is just like a really unique team. And Devin's just a really unique player because what he's been talking about in the past couple of weeks and what I wrote about at the close of the Lakers series was that he said in order to get himself ready for this so he wasn't one of those guys who struggled in the playoffs right away, he was just mentally getting himself ready for the past 2 years. And like with that in mind, you think about like mentally preparing yourself for something, but once you get to the real deal, it's a whole lot different. But he just had the fortitude there to be ready for this and be prepared for it. And it really shows. I mean, there are not many young players who are going to look like that, and especially in closeout games, but it seems like he thrives in that stage more than anything.
As our resident Suns nerd, Kellen Olsen, what is the one topic of Nuggets, Suns, and a four-game sweep that's not getting enough attention?
I think Devin, for some part, we just talked about him just because Chris deserves a whole lot of credit and probably the most credit, honestly. But with that in mind, I just think maybe the balance of the team, because you're always going to talk about the stars, the controversial things, and that kind of stuff. But if you look up and down their rotation and the contributions they got across the series, like starting near the bottom, you look at Torrey Craig, Dario Saric, like they were awesome in the series. I thought Dario was much better than he's been in the past couple of weeks. Craig was unbelievable in those first two home games and was good in the last two as well in Denver. Cam Johnson was good. And you look at Mikal Bridges and Jay Crowder in the first quarter of that game last night were absolutely everywhere. Crowder had 3-4 blocks, whatever it was in the first quarter. And then, I mean, the big three speak for themselves, DeAndre, Chris, and Devin. So I just think that I think a lot of people have been learning the past couple of weeks that, like, not only is this a team led by, like, two all-star, like, an all-star backcourt and, like, a really thriving young center, but it's a very well-balanced team that plays together and plays a style that's really fun to watch. And I think maybe that's the thing that's getting not looked at enough that probably should be. And I know that Jazz-Suns doesn't sound like the most electric series from a national perspective or Clippers-Suns for that matter, but it would be really high-quality basketball with the way those three teams play.
So the Suns may not play for the next 6 or 8 days, somewhere in there. Have you heard anything on the schedule this week coming up?
In terms of what they're going to do, I'm not really sure. I mean, they're not going to play until at least Sunday. And then from there, we'll see. I mean, if that series goes six or seven, if it stretches out a couple days, we'll see. But, I mean, this is the type of team where I was out at the arena 3 hours before the game. And usually when guys are warming up before the game, like both baskets are being used. One of them is by one team, one of them is by the other. Denver didn't even have any guys out there yet, so the Suns were using both baskets. There were 6 or 7 guys on the team working out already 3 hours before the game. And this is just the type of team that works like that and they get their work done. So even if the guys like go on a trip somewhere for 2 days and then come back and practice, like there's no worry at all about the loss of focus from them. And I think if you're skeptical about that kind of statement, just think about the way that they've been prepared and the way that they've played in these types of games and these types of situations in these closeout moments, the way that they always have control of the game, the way that they've always had an answer for every team's run in these types of games. It shouldn't be anything to really worry about, and that's unique, right? Because we all think about like the last dance when Rodman went to Vegas and worry about that kind of stuff, but like that's not something to worry about with this team.
You know, I love what you said. I just started thinking it's kind of a Suns trait when I think of Nash and Amari and how they played with their teammates, and when you think of Charles Barkley and his connection with Marley and Tom Chambers being an all-star. But there's a lot of teams where all-stars aren't as connected with the non-all-stars. And this team, there's a fantastic connection between everybody. KO, I want to ask you another question, but guess what? Bernsey's on hold, so you know how that goes.
Oh, don't make Bernsey sound like a drama queen. That's not fair. Bernsey's delightful. I'll stick up for Bernsey any day of the week on here. Don't you slander him.
Hey, killer, get you something to eat, too. Go
yeah, absolutely.
On now. Get you something in the kitchen.
I'll find somewhere in this airport. Mitch will tell me where to go.